call the Conference Committee on the Operating Budget and the Mental Health Appropriation Bills to order. Present with me today are my co-chairman.
Stedman.
Stedman. Senator Thomas. Representative Hocker, Vice Chair. Representative Stoltz and Representative Guerra. Today we have the meeting on the open items on House Bill 300. We have two open items that appear in oil and gas. We have the motion sheet dated April 17th. Oil and gas items, Representative Hocker.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee adopt the following items on the oil and gas motion sheet. Item 3, the House. Item 11, the Senate, minus 400 and minus 2 permanent full-time positions.
Are there any objections to that motion? Seeing none, so ordered. This action closes the conferenceable items for the Office of the Governor and the Department of Revenue. In the language section, a language difference was omitted from the motion sheet. The House version of the bill stated that a transfer of money from the earnings reserve account to the permanent fund does not lapse. The Senate version omits the reference, so the transfer to the permanent fund dividend would lapse on June 30th, 2011. The difference is shown as item 14 on the language motion sheet. Representative Hocker.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee reopen the language section of the bill.
Is there objection?
No.
Seeing none, so ordered. Representative Hocker.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee adopt the House version of item 14.
Is there objection to that motion? Seeing none, so ordered. We will now address the fiscal notes that have been attached to House Bill 300. We have a spreadsheet that was passed out to members. It's of all the bills that have been in play. Some may or may not pass, but if they don't pass, they won't be addressed. But can I have a motion, Representative Hocker?
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee adopt the fiscal notes as shown on the spreadsheet labeled FY11 Fiscal Notes Conference Committee, dated April 17, 2010.
Are there questions? Is there objection to the motion? Seeing none, so ordered. Brief at ease. Call the meeting back to order. That concludes the business of the day, and I'd like to thank the House members for working on this conference committee. The budget went as much smoother than I anticipated, and I would especially like to thank you and your staff for all the hard work that you put into compromising. I think the balance of this budget, the operating budget, and the mental health budget will well serve the citizens of this state. Any comments?
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Representative Stoltz.
I'd like to acknowledge the hard work, the diligence, and the thoroughness that my co-chair put in the operating budget process as he does all his work. Our organization trusted his leadership on operating budget issues with good confidence, and I'm pleased with his participation representing our body, and I want to thank him through his work in shepherding the bill and reaching the negotiation points working with the Senate and the administration. So I want to put on the record how much my body and the legislature appreciates my co-chair's efforts.
Thank you, Representative Stoltz. Any other comments? Representative Guerra.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As the only minority member on the conference committee, I just want to say the co-chairs, I think, did a phenomenal job on this. I think folks were open. I think folks were incredibly honorable, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Final comments?
Senator Hoffman, I just again appreciate the kind words and point out the respect and appreciation is very mutual.
Great. With that, we're adjourned.